and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 14th of April. It's the third Sunday of Easter. And I'm Sarah. I'm the vicar at St John's. And it's great to have you with us. Today, we're going to be asking a question. And that question is, what is the peace of God all about? We share it together in our services. Jesus shared it with his disciples. And yet, what is God's peace all about? Rob delivered the longer version of this sermon in St. John's today. And as ever, we'll have the 4-minute version for you in today's live stream. There's also the gospel reading where one of the quotes that we feature in our introductory video comes from. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And reading the collect, a much loved former ordinand, then priest, now a chaplain for Bishop Mary, Reverend Emma Ackland, reading the collect for us. So, St John's is a growing community. We're centred in Cardiff, but with members of our community spread across the world. We hope that you'll enjoy being part of this community of St John's, having time with each other and having time with God. Wherever you're based, however you've found us, for whatever reason you are here today, you are welcome. If you choose to put your first name and location into the comments on YouTube or Facebook, we will try to welcome you personally. Very occasionally, the message doesn't get through, but near enough always, it does. And if you do send one, we shall say hello. Please don't feel like you need to, though. It's simply something that we offer if you wish to do it. And every week, there are a few people who listen live and who don't check in with us. That is just fine. An hour after this service is live, it will be on the phones, on demand 24 hours a day until next Sunday. So if you know of anyone who would benefit from the phone service but who cannot log on the internet or prefers not to, all they need to do is dial 02920 101 565. Today's service will last just under 25 minutes, and if you can, please do stay with us until the end, because we shall have some photos from this morning, which only just arrived. I mean, literally about 3 minutes ago, the first lot that Heather sent, because she takes these wonderful photos, did not arrive with me. So she sent them again. So a very quick bit of editing and straight into the outro video they are. So who do we have online here today? Well, first out of the gate, as it were, was Ruth. Hello, everyone. She says, hope you're enjoying the sunshine. Yeah, it's really, really, really nice, isn't it? Mary Tavner joins us from, It's gone out of my head. Gloucester is what I'm wanting to say. And she says, hello, everyone. Beautiful day. I'd lost the word Gloucester then. I knew where it was. Couldn't think of the word. Oh, my word. Mary, lovely to have you with us. Richard joins us from Cardiff. Good afternoon to you all, he says. And good afternoon to you as well, Richard. Paul, hello, welcome. Paul from Pontfrenai, good afternoon all, he says. And it is a good afternoon, you're right, hence the exclamation marks. Laura joins us from Riverside, Prenhandar, she says. Prenhandar, Laura, great to have you with us. Moving, I don't know, maybe 150 miles north and maybe 40 miles east, I don't know, 50, 60 miles east perhaps. Elaine joins us from Yorkshire. She said, hello, everyone. I hope you are all having a wonderful day from Yorkshire. Maybe it's about 200 miles north, actually. I reckon it probably is. But it's lovely to have you with us. Amanda joins us from a sunny Cwmbran. Hello, Amanda. Great to have you here. Good afternoon to you. From Frome in Somerset, Mary joins us, and Mary says, good afternoon from a sunny Frome. Hello to you, Mary. I hope your week has been good. Sarah joins us from Clinician, Sasha. Hello, Sasha. Lovely to have you with us, and I hope your weekend is good. Myrta joins us from Montevideo. Now, she says it's a rainy and a cold day. Of course, as we move into spring, she moves into autumn, a rainy and a cold day. I've been thinking of you, Myrta. I know Montevideo is running a little short of water. So whereas I hope you don't get massive rains, I do hope this autumn and winter you have steady, steady, steady rains and you build up those water resources. So Prenhandar, says Sasha. Prenhandar to you, Shemai. Lovely to have you with us, Sasha. It really is. Now, if you're listening on the phone, hello to you. Very special welcome to you. So hello to Joyce. Hello to Vernette. Hello to Christabel, to Iris, to Jane and Jane's friends, and of course to Ivy. So each and every one of you is welcome. Friends, in the midst of this world, with its difficulties and its joys, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We're in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us take a moment to remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. As I mentioned in the introduction, the collect is read for us by a very much loved person from St. John's. She was with us while she trained for ministry. She went off to do her curacy over towards Barry Way in the parishes around Barry. And now she's Bishop Mary's chaplain. So the collect for the third Sunday of Easter is read for us today by our friend, the Reverend Emma Ackland.
Almighty Father, who in your great mercy gladdened the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us, that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life and serve you continually in righteousness and truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Before we have the gospel reading, there's a quick hello to Catherine, who's joined us. Hello, really lovely to have you with us. Don't you worry, people get to St. John's when they can get to St. John's. It's always good to have you with us. So today's reading comes from the Gospel of St. Luke, but I'm going to let Richard, our church warden, who reads it for us, tell you exactly where it's from.
Today's reading is taken from Luke chapter 24, verses 36 to 48. Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do you doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things."
And now here's Rob, our current ordinand, with his address.
In today's reading, we are still at Easter Day. We have moved in the narrative, but are now later in that day. In our gospel on Easter Day, we were early in the morning beside the tomb. And last Sunday, we were in the evening of the first Easter Day with Thomas and his doubt. And today, we're even later in that evening. It is so easy for us to forget that the Easter Day narrative is not only the resurrection, but includes Jesus appearing before his disciples. The day does not end at the tomb. In this encounter, Jesus starts with these words to his disciples: "Peace be with you." This is a phrase that appears in other resurrection accounts. This would have been a very common phrase in the Hebrew at the time. In the original Greek, the word used for peace is eirene, which has several nuanced meanings: to be at one, peace, quietness, rest, and to eliminate fear. So saying "peace be with you" has more to it than first meets the reader's eyes or the listener's ears. It could mean "do not be fearful." It is hard to imagine being the disciples meeting in a room a few days after their leader had been executed, scared that they would be next, and suddenly their dead leader is stood among them, standing there and speaking. And Jesus' first words is to eliminate their fear, which makes total sense in the circumstances. Peace. Do not be afraid. In declaring peace to his disciples, Christ is also equipping them to go out to the world. Here, in this encounter, Jesus says, "The repentance and the forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name in all nations, beginning from Jerusalem." And in another encounter, he says, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." The imparting of peace is designed to remove fear and to move the disciples from being behind the locked doors and to fulfill their purpose that Jesus had to them, to go and to preach the good news throughout nations so that all may know the risen Christ. I can imagine the fear will have been the biggest barrier for this being done. When discussing why people do not share their faith, I find that fear of what others may think is often the reason people do not. This is the same why people don't follow their vocation. And I'm not speaking of priestly vocation, but our vocation to live our lives as God wants. It is clear that fear is one of the biggest reasons that we hold back. It is why I hold back all the time in my faith. I am very guilty of this. But Christ removes this fear when we let him. We are not intended to stay behind locked doors. God wants us to share his message, to share the resurrection, and to share his peace. God's peace removes fear and enables us to live out the gospel and to share in the mission of the church. It is a removal of barriers and fears that are set before us, and the unlocking of doors that stand in our way. Whenever we hear "peace be with you," this can be a challenge to us, to allow God to remove the fear before us. And whenever we offer peace to others, we can ask God to remove any fear that they have in them.
Thank you very much indeed, Rob. And so now we come to our time of intercession. And if anyone has anybody or any particular issue on their hearts or minds this day, if you'd like us to pray for you in this service, please put it into the comments on YouTube or Facebook. Of course, they will be seen on the internet, so you may like to use first names only or just talk in general terms about somebody's illness, but we'll leave that up to you. We have promised to pray for and with each other, and here's a reminder now of that commitment we have made.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I will pray with you today.
Hello, my name's John, and this is Jethro. And this is to say that we will be praying with you.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Brenda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
And so, in the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. Holy God, we give you thanks for this day. We give you thanks for the friends and the friendships and the relationships which sustain us. We thank you for each other and this community of St. John's. We pray for all of us in our community, for our church building, for all that we seek to do to care for the people of Cardiff and beyond. And we pray for your blessing on us. With Laura, we pray for God's peace across the world. We pray for places where there is violence, thinking especially of Gaza and Israel, Palestine, the Holy Land. We pray for everyone caught in that situation, and we pray for a de-escalation. We pray for your mercy and your peace in those places, O Lord. We pray for the people of Ukraine and for those in Russia, for those in Taiwan, who are looking uneasily at China. We pray for the people of Hong Kong and the Uyghurs of China. We pray for the Rohingyas of Myanmar. We continue to pray for the people of Nigeria, and particularly in the north of that country, where sectarian violence is far too common. With Addy, we pray for her friends in Splott and her friends in Oxford. With Sasha, we pray for her mother and her health. And we pray also for those who have asked us to keep them in our prayers. And so, O God, we pray for Sylvia and for Ruth, for Isabel's aunt, Nancy, for James, for Peter and his mother, Marie. We pray for Adele's father, Eric, for David, for Philip's friend, Chris. We pray for Mark, and for Alex's sister, Dot, and for Marilyn. We remember those who have died, and we commend them to you, O Lord. And in particular, Vanessa's friend, Gareth. And in a short time of quiet, let us offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. And we say together the Lord's Prayer in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you all very much for being with us today. Each and every one of you is very much part of our community. We say evening prayer each week at 5 o'clock on Zoom. If you'd like to be part of that, send me an email and I'll send you the codes. This week, we'll also have our regular Friday 12 noon Eucharist. And in fact, the Swedish Lutheran Church will be coming to join us at 2 o'clock on Friday for their service. They come to St. John's twice a year from their base in London. Next Sunday, we'll be back at St. John's at 10 on the live stream at our normal time at 4 and on demand on the phone as usual from 5 o'clock. And back in St. John's at 6 o'clock next Sunday evening for Evensong. And in fact, that service, of course, has still got to happen this week as well. So if you're heading down to St. John's, I'll see you at 6 in the centre of Cardiff. However you join us, whenever you join us, whether you join us live, whether you join us on catch-up, on the phone, on a tablet, on the internet, or in the churches, it's great to have you part of our community. And as we leave this service, here's a blessing for each and every one of us. The God of grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. We're going to end today with some photos, though I did say at the start of the service that due to some kind of technical error, I only got the photos literally 4 minutes before we went live. I put them into an outro video. I haven't looked at them. Let's hope there's not a holiday photo amongst them. What I think you're going to see are some photos from this morning, along with one of our familiar outro videos about donating to the work of St. John's. Let's explore that together. It's great to have had you with us. We wish each and every one of you a gentle, happy and blessed week. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew, Bendithiog, Chi.